In today's episode, we're going to show you how you can get over 500 plus reviews, 5-star reviews in less than 2 years, just like we have. Stay tuned to learn more about it. Good. Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A to B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A to B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
Hey, everyone. So in this podcast right here, as you heard from the title, we're going to talk about kind of our review process of how we've gotten 500 five-star reviews. Obviously, we still have got some blemishes on the way there and got kicked in the face a couple of times from, you know, getting some bad reviews. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk through kind of our complete process. And I'm going to have Eddie, who, you know, was service advisor at Ford, you know, walk through some of the more advanced tactics. I would say that we're on like a level one, level two of it. I think there's like 3, 4, 5, maybe 5 levels, I would say, to actually getting reviews. I'm going to explain a little bit about that really quick. So level one is if you're asking at all sometimes to some people. So I would say that's level one, which surprisingly, majority of people don't do that. Level two would be just having being consistent and asking everyone all the times. And then level three would be specifically doing outreach with a personality to help someone, you know, help people specifically call them to do it. And then level four, have someone dedicate through the whole process on a success team level to do that. And then level five would be Eddie. But that's a whole nother thing where you have to get every single review. But we'll go through that later. So let's go to our process. This is a simplified version of it. Some of this is automated, just because, you know, we automate things. That's me, Eddie likes
makes stuff it like easier.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Yeah. But we can't automate other things.
We're working on it.
When are them Tesla robots coming out?
That's what I'm waiting for. Tesla robots. Whole back warehouse are gonna be cleaning tables and chairs.
Yep. And they're gonna be driving. Get out and upload the stuff. No, but that's another thing. So our first thing we start with asking. The first thing we always ask everybody, just ask. This is the same thing that goes kind of with sales too. If you won't get the sale, if you don't ask for it.
Yeah.
So generally we go through and we ask for feedback. This is automatic. It comes from a text message on there and ask for how was their event and did we meet their expectation. And if you're new to the event industry, you probably don't know this, but like you won't ever have to worry about getting feedback. Would you say that, Eddie?
No, every single one, whether good, bad, or they're going to tell you something. Especially if something went wrong, because, you know, these are, people's, events with their families, so it means a lot to them. So they're definitely going to give you, a feedback, whether it was good or bad. But yeah, for sure, they're going to definitely express their opinion to you.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it. You'll get the feedback if you want it or don't want it. Now, what you choose to do with it is up to you on that one. And so generally, we ask for feedback. If a person comes back and says that, they had a bad experience, we go through our process of handling and figuring out what happened, getting all the information and stuff, and then we kind of go through that process, which that'd be another podcast. I think we did some type of podcast about that. And then the next thing, if someone said they have a great time, it was amazing, which is majority of the events that come through, we'll be like, well, that sounds great,
We capitalize on those people.
Yeah, and that's when we were asked for the 5-star review. And remember, the specific thing to ask for a 5-star review.
Yeah, you can't say, can you give me a review? Because they'll give you one. Yeah. You have to say 5-star review.
So that's something I learned from Eddie, because at first, I used to ask for reviews, and I'm like, dang, Eddie, this person gave me a 4-star. And he was like, did you ask for a 5-star? And I'd be like, not really. You know I didn't. And so that's just, you know, if you just ask for what you want. The next thing that we've came up with an issue with was people saying, I don't have a Gmail. I don't have a Google. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have a Yelp. I don't have a Wedding Wire or whatever you kind of do stuff, Trustpilot, all this stuff. So one way we've used to combat this is we send them 2 to 3 off different places where they can review. And that is, I would pretty much say, has got us a review on at least one of these platforms when we send it out. I think we're running at about, I think the number is around like 65% of people we send the link to, we get the review from. So for us, we just need to send it to more people. Even sometimes we send it prematurely, early, like before they even ask. Say if it's good, we send it, it's like, oh, you want me to fill this link out? It's like, oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to send that to you, but yes, thank you. And it works out sometimes.
Yeah, the majority of the, you know, there's different types of customers, and those are the nice ones. So we, you know, they'll fill out that information. Even when I even ask, they're really good. But not everyone will do a review for you, but just, you know, just keep the consistent system of asking.
Yeah, and if you follow back up, the numbers change dramatically. Mm-hmm. Like some weeks when I'd be like, oh, this right here, but then like we have our sales, my CRS team, we're going to separate this team so we can be just defined so we get to that level 4, and maybe we can get to that level 5 Eddie status on it, where we can get into the 90% of each person.
Yes.
But that's a whole nother level right there. So yeah, just offering different things. The next thing is something, another thing I learned from Eddie's right here is that most times customers are taught that, how would you say this? Most customers are taught that they are always right.
So wrong. Yeah. I mean, re-education.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, just like Xavier says, you know, I think most customers think that, you know, they're always right. So, you know, just basically, you have to re-educate people, because, you know, majority of people are going to have that kind of mindset. So basically, just, you know, you tell the customer, you know, basically, what would you say?
Yeah, I was so basically what we go through, and we will say, one thing that I took down for Eddie. Eddie is not really big on creating lists and stuff, but he has these. I've basically been watching him, and I follow his process and created something for it. Even though he doesn't know he had his process. But when he would talk to the customer, he will have them make a commitment, and he would tell them kind of exactly what to write. I don't mean like he's telling them word for word, but like things that they point out, he'll be like, you know, he'll ask them, can you write a review? They would say yes. And then he would say like, he'll say why it's important for him to write a review, because it helps him look better or whatever. And if they like him, then they should help him.
Then in worst case scenario, I use my kids. I say, I need my family to feed them. Please these photos. Help me.
It's like, Eddie, you got 7 kids?
Like, hey, I do now.
No, but yeah. So he'll go through that process. He'll ask them, he'll give them a reason why. And then also too, he'll come back through and ask them, tell them kind of what to say. So if they've had a great experience with our warehouse team, he'll be like, also too, something you can write about, because most people don't want to do it quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So you know, Eddie might throw a little spill out, say, hey, can you just write something that says about how you experienced with our warehouse team since you enjoyed them so much? And then he'll go into, you know, if you could possibly do it in the next couple of days, give somebody some type of area on that part. And or he'll ask him, can I send you the link right now? You can handle it right now. And then he'll follow up the next day on it.
Yeah. Or I'll hold him hostage and like, do it right now in front of me. All right, I saw you did it. Good
no,
job.
No, people do that. And it works on that stuff. And then he'll tell him how to. He'll send him links. Some go here. He just put stuff in there. He'll go through and tell him, make sure you put 5-star review, because you did have a 5-star experience. Reevaluate. And also, too, you're reestablishing exactly what they said to them so they can put on there. Like, we're not going to hear manipulating people to, you know, who had terrible reviews and then tell them to write a review, and then we're clicking 5-star and then they write something bad underneath it. like we're not doing that type of stuff. We want them to have their true experiences, because Google, Yelp, Facebook care about people, you know, having real experiences on it. Mm-hmm. Now, Yelp, we do some reviews in there,
that
but like
thing's kind
of
fishy.
Like 90% of our good reviews don't get shown.
Yep.
I don't know why, you know, sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. I think they have a system. They are deciding on who gives reviews.
It's because you're not paying them, that's why.
Yep.
You don't pay them. All of them are good.
All of them good. Right them through. But yeah, so we do that there. The next thing that we do is we reward. And we reward off of feedback. Not off of reviews. You can't reward off of reviews, but you reward off of feedback. So anytime we review feedback, good or bad, we do some type of reward.
Yeah. And it's good too. It also like helps you improve. It gives you kind of a perception on the customer side. So even the bad stuff, you know, I think me and Xavier sit down at the war table and we're like, okay, well, what went wrong here?
what could we have done to get better? And then we basically, you know, reach out to the customer and, you know, go over everything and just let them know that their voice has been heard. But like he said, you know, reward them regardless of good or bad review, because this is the stuff that, you know, that you need to kind of see what you need to work on or what you're doing very well at. And yeah, so just what do we do for rewards on our customers anyway?
So. Yeah, so for if it's someone who's had a bad experience, we'll try to fix the issue. So if it's like, you know, they had a table that didn't work, we'll refund it for the table, which honestly, based on our country, we're not really liable to, but we still do it because obviously we're good people. We'll give them some type of review to come back to work with us again if they have something that item that just not did not work.
Or like a credit or something like that.
Yeah, some type of credit on that part. We really try to give credits, so credits makes people come back. Yeah. We've seen a lot of people who say they would never come back multiple times.
Like, please, nobody else wants me. Like, come on back.
Because if you're willing to throw one event for something, you probably would throw a lot of events in your life.
Yeah.
And so that's nothing. And then usually when people give us good reviews, we give them about $25 a store credit to have them come back. If it's someone that we really, really want, we might throw them into our plan where we'll give them some type of percentage off of their subtotals so they can keep coming back. Depends on if they come back on a recurring basis on there. But we generally try to stick to customers that fit our profile, the people that we want to basically anybody that we will have a sit down and have a drink with is some customers that we were willing to have back. And I think we'll give discounts to those customers every day over other customers, even if they bring a lot of business.
Yeah.
Because what matters to us is having, you know, working and being around good people.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I think we're in the people business and, you know, trying to retain those people that, you know, they take care of us with a review or just overall are super flexible. Those are the ones that you want on your side. So definitely have them. And then on top of that, most of them like refer us to other people. And that's like free right there. You know, and also like all these reviews that we get, it's also, you know, free advertising. You know, when you look a company up, you know, they got like a 2.5 review. You're like, oh, I don't know about this one. But if you see them like at a, you know, 4.5 or 4.9 or even a 5-star, you're like, okay, this company looks legit. Let me go ahead and book with them.
Yeah. And there will be some people who will look through your reviews and go through it. Most people look at the general number on it and kind of go from there. And some people, in our space, to be honest, the only thing that's really going to hurt you the most, if they look at your bad reviews and all your bad reviews say, you never showed up,
oh, that's the worst.
You never refunded. That's the only thing. That's really, to be honest, everything else would be looked over.
Yeah.
If you know, it could be one of your customer support agents got a little snappy with somebody because they were having some personal issues.
Yeah.
And people will forgive that. But people do not forgive not showing up to someone's, you know, birthday or wedding or something like that. And you really want to, those right there, you want to handle off of it. Some people who ask for stuff that is unreasonable, we just tell them just, you know, they can do what they want to do. They want to write a review, they write a review on that part. Now, watch out for some people trying to blackmail you to try to that they will write a bad review if you don't do whatever they said that you need to do, because that is illegal in, I think, almost all the states, almost every state. Mm-hmm. I know, I'm not a lawyer, so don't take that as legal advice, but you can get around some of those. But we'll talk about deflecting reviews on another podcast. Right, Eddie?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And the next thing we do, we ask them to repeat. So we ask them to review the same review somewhere else if they haven't. We'll throw another round out of places to review out and see if they'll do it or not. If they do, then it's good. If they don't, then it's okay. As Eddie said, most of these people will go through and offer referrals to you, because basically the building blocks of your business is going to be you, like how fast you can get new customers in. And then how fast you get those new customers to refer a new business. And at a certain point in time, maybe like 4 to 5 years in, you will start getting more referral customers than you get actual, you know, new customers. And that's kind of what we're kind of getting to the stage now, where like our advertising budget hasn't so much tripled and like that over time, but our, you know, our business has, because we're just getting more and more referrals because people are having good experiences and sharing with people, and you having a quadratic effect that is going on. And because most of these businesses that you see that do have really big rental businesses, most of it is not from new clients. New clients is only to either replenish the clients that might fall off and don't work back with them, the churn, or to help them expand their base of affiliates. And there's a lot of stuff you can do marketing-wise and sales-wise to do that most companies aren't doing. We're not even doing, but we'll get into some more, you know, sales tactics about reaching back out to people and that stuff later on that part. Now we're going to get into the fun part. So there's a thing at the beginning, what I used to tell Eddie all the time, you know, because he'd be like, we need to be getting more reviews. And I had to tell him, reviews don't matter right now. We're too small. So we've been having, we don't have this discussion in an argument over 100-something times.
Yeah.
Now, bear with you. When I'm saying this right here, I don't mean reviews don't matter, like where you can just be out here and just be terrible and people and stuff like that. Like, we weren't in that position. We still, at that time when we were having this argument, had, you know, 70 to 100 reviews, 5-star reviews.
Thanks
for being. So it's not like, you know, not like we weren't doing nothing. It just wasn't our main part of focus. But I'm going to start with my part, and then I'll let Eddie try to destroy my argument after that. So my whole argument is, at the very beginning, your only thing you need to worry about is being consistent and getting better at everything that you're doing. Because most times when you first start out in this right here, you probably suck, to be honest. And I know when we first started out, we weren't that as good. You know, we weren't as good as we are now. Nowhere near. You know, for me, like, I used to be running ragged here and there, answering phone calls, dropping stuff off. I might miss a couple of things. And it just didn't work out for me. So my thing is just like, I didn't really focus on reviews, because at that point in time, my whole purpose was that this is not the main thing that we need to care about on there. So the main thing I focused on was just trying to improve the service, which in return, you know, helped us get more reviews and stuff and on that part. But I didn't really care if people did a bad review. At first, I'm not gonna lie, at first, getting bad reviews hurt. But, you know, at a certain point, I didn't care if it was a review or not. I've seen pretty big businesses in the service industry that have terrible reviews build up. I've seen also those reviews are, you read them, they're very specific, and people want things that, what you call it, because most people who are generally going to give reviews on their own are going to give you bad reviews. And I think most people kind of understand that from a standpoint. So I think when you're first starting off, I don't think reviews should be your most important thing. I think getting better at what you're doing should be most important on there. And now that I just worded that, I don't know if Eddie thinks free is probably the most important thing either, but he's still going to argue it, and we go through there.
Yeah, I don't think it's the most important.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to word that way.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That gave me plenty of ammo to come in at this thing. So I don't think it's the most important thing, but me personally, I think it's pretty important, because, you know, I believe these reviews are basically, you know, unsaid representation of your company.
Wait, one second.
It's my time to shine now.
One second. So when I stated the reviews are important, I was also stating that that you don't have any place where people can review you either. You know what I mean? Reviews are, if you have some places where people can review you, reviews are important.
Different then.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. So that was my saying. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, anyways. Well, now you changed the game. So now you messed me up. So if you don't have any, I guess like you said, if you don't have any place where anyone can review you, then it's not going to be important, of course. But unfortunately, we did have a place that we could get reviewed. So to me, it was important because, like I said, when you're first starting off, nobody knows you. They don't know if they can trust you. And some people were like, they're even hesitant to put a deposit down because, you know, they're like, I'm probably never going to see this person ever again. And so, like, that's like your only, like, your cred right here is, like, you know, those reviews. You know, the more of them you have, the better. You know, I'm not gonna lie, like, a lot of, like, my family, I had them do my review because I was like, hey, y'all ask for free stuff all the time. Could you review me on how my product was and my service? And of course it's gonna be 5-star, because, you know, family, they, you know, they'll pay, but they're never gonna pay the true price. So, like, stuff like that, you know, and just people out from the outside, like, looking in, I believe that, you know, they look at that review and, you know, they make a immediate judgment just by looking at that, because the scale system, they're like, okay, this is good person or bad person. They don't even need to look at your product or anything. They just look at that scale and they're gonna judge you right off of that. It's kind of like that saying, the judging a book by the cover. That's what I believe that the scale does. No, and like I say all the time, I used to work with Ford Motor Company, and they highly, if you got below a certain number on that scale, it was all hands on deck to get that thing back up, you know. And every day we were working on getting reviews, so it just came natural to me to kind of have a kind of tactics to kind of get these reviews to where we want them. But yeah, it's super important, I believe. Just like I said, because, you know, eventually it'll turn out to be something that is going to be like kind of a choosing factor on your company. Because just imagine if we had like a 2-star review, how much business will we get, like, right now? We probably would barely be making it. But Yeah, the main thing is just like to get the good people in here, get reviews, and then the people that think you aren't that good get their opinion, hear them, because you know sometimes they just want to be heard, and sometimes they feel like putting a bad review is the way to be heard. But if you touch base with them, you know, call them after their event, and you can be that voice and kind of try to turn them around, or you know, take the feedback and make some kind of improvement in your business.
Yeah, I think. If you have a place to put them up there, then you need to be actively reviewing it. Because if you let it just go out to the wind, people will, like, you will accumulate way more work, you'll accumulate more bad reviews than good reviews organically.
Yeah, because good people's never really get reviews, yeah. But they come back, but yeah, they're just not gonna leave a review.
But just because most times, like only reviews that you get are good, are organically, are gonna be when you just went over and beyond. Bad reviews are gonna come when they show up there and you don't have their items, and they never rent it from you. You just don't have them available. Like, you have people that you have to worry about that, but also too, your pricing of things will change that. Like, I think we have at least 5 bad reviews that have nothing to do with us at all, and don't even have, to be honest, not even, I mean, nothing to do with us, but I would say are not customers. One person said we didn't answer the phone. We checked, they didn't call us. And we went through the whole process. Never changed the review. Another person said, one person, we didn't answer the phone, but we called them back in like 30 minutes, which is a really busy day. And they get rid of review. Another person said, we don't have some of the stuff that they wanted. Some other people will have reviews where if they would put a rat review, if you don't do what you want them to do on there. It's like if they, most people at the end of the event will get some type of buyer's remorse when they pay for something, then they start trying to just chip through and get money back from people on things when literally you did exactly what it was you were supposed to do. And those customers, to be honest, you don't really want those customers anyway. So you don't even care about them referring people, because most of the time they're going to refer people just like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this TikTok I seen when this person was going on there as a manager, I think for Target, he was like, and the person was like, can I speak to a manager? He was like, I am the manager. And then and then she was like, well, you know, I'm not going to tell any of my friends come shop here. And then he was like, you think I want more of you, Karen? 3 more of you, Karen, shopping in this store? And so it was just, you know, but that is true. People do refer people very similar to them.
Yeah, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah. So I wouldn't even be devastated with that, because, like, the next thing we can talk about, like, handling bad reviews. I'm not going to lie. When you first start out, and you have less, I mean, even your first reviews are going to hurt. It could not even be true. It's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our first reviews, like my first bad review that I think we were responsible for, wouldn't even bother us. It was literally that one about us didn't answer. Me and Eddie was sitting in the parking lot, and we were going to buy some equipment. We went inside, because we were still answering most of the phones. We went inside, we were talking to someone. Someone called, and then we got outside the call. They've already written a bad review. And to be honest, That hurt so much, though. Sometimes somebody punched me in the face, and I was in, like, you know, you're gonna.
It was me.
He said, like, why'd you answer that phone? No, but you'll have to deal with that. And I think at this point now, I'm in Eddie, since we've had so many reviews and stuff like that, we don't really even, you know, bad reviews, we'll look at them, we'll see what we did wrong, try to fix it, but we don't take it personal no more.
No, I think that's the key, to kind of get your emotion. I mean, naturally, your emotions are going to be there, because this is like your baby they're talking about. But, you know, not to the point where, like, I don't care about the reviews, because they are important, and we read every single one of them. Like, sometimes I'll even forget to read, but Xavier will send me a message, and I'm like, oh, great, let me look into that. And he's like, yep, that was on your department. Get it taken care of. But little stuff like that. But the main thing is, like, one tip I would give you is that I learned a long time ago is just imagine, like, an upset customer as, like, a fire, right? You know, the fire can be small in the beginning. But if you ignore it and just, like, let it do its thing, now the small fire turns into a big old forest fire. And it gets harder to put out, you know what I'm saying? So if you see a problem early, try to jump on it early. I know nobody likes to deal with angry customers or upset customers. But if you're going to be in this business, you're gonna have to do that. Or they're going to ask for, you know, the owner or manager. So get ready. At this point, people ask for the owner. I don't ever talk to anybody, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But that's good. I have managers that take care of all this stuff. But, you know, just like I tell all of them, just, you know, jump in front of the problem, because it's not going to go away. And it's just going to get worse. So if you try to, you know, extinguish the fire early, then you won't have to worry about this bad review. Or, you know, if you do get to this point where you get a bad review, you know, just talking to them, I think it'll most of the time it'll calm the beast. But some people just, you know, you can't please them. So just do the best that you can do to show that, you know, you're trying. I think that's the main thing that the customer wants to see, that, you know, that their voice has been heard and you're going to make some type of effort and rectifying the issue.
Yeah. And then lay out all of your policies and just do what your policy says and your contract says. And that's one thing I realized too, like, no matter what happens, if you do what your policy says, everyone has a basis of what's supposed to be done on there. So if your policy says you don't give refunds for something, then don't give refunds for it. And my thing is, when you start giving it between people, that word gets out and stuff, people talk to people about it. And then you literally are being unfair because you gave it to this person for this reason, but then you didn't give it to this person for this reason. And so generally, we try to just stick to the playbook and work exactly what we tell people at the very beginning that we're going to do. We don't do anything less or anything more. So if we, in our policies, we give reviews for this, I mean, give, not reviews, if we give refunds for this, we give refunds. If we don't, then we don't. And if we charge for something, we charge for it every single time. And it's hard at the beginning because it's going to be you a lot of time on the phone kind of working through this. But you need to separate the stuff too as well, because in the day, this is just another entity. The business is not a reflection of you. Even the business going bad is not just a reflection of you. Maybe a reflection of how you run it, but not a reflection of you as a person. So also too, don't feel good too when you have a whole bunch of reviews, because all that means is that you have a system to negate bad ones. Doesn't mean that you have a great business either. Just means you have better systems on that. Because we get bad reviews, we don't take anything into it too. We do get good reviews, we're not patting ourselves on the back and saying we're the best in the world on there.
I am. Just
So just watch yourself and kind of like just, you know, just try to make sure that you're constantly every single day asking for reviews, getting new reviews. And don't be scared to go back and ask your clients from the past. You know, go back through, just call them and talk to them, because you might have 1,000 customers out there who that you work before, and maybe 200 of them will give you reviews.
Yeah,
you don't know until you try, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then just try to have something automated. That's what we have. Just once event's over, we have something that's automated, fast, easy. Nothing's changed. Like the wording and everything's the same on every single one. But if y'all want to get like an example or anything, just give us a holler. And then go ahead and sell us about $200. Not just playing.
$250 actually.
No, just give us a holler. We'll help you out what we can. Okay. But I think that's it for today. But as always, just keep on grinding and get those 5-star reviews.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.